472 Rose Quarter Tandem Center. I have an elderly gentleman on my bus who's trying to get to the VA hospital. I let him know that this is where he would need to get off to get to the VA hospital, but he seems to be having, I don't know what's wrong, but he's like really slurring his words. He's not, he's able to listen to what I'm saying right now. I'm not sure what to do at this point.
Alright, is he just intoxicated, or do you believe it's a medical thing going on?
I don't believe he's intoxicated. I'm not really sure what's going on, but I don't think he's intoxicated.
Okay. Is he sitting, or is he standing up next to you?
He's sitting down. I think he's trying to say stuff, but it's coming out as just long slurs.
Can you ask him if he needs to have an ambulance?
Yeah, I'll try to ask him real quick. Should I just put the phone down, or should I hang up and call you back?
Yeah, just take a second, turn over your shoulder, and shout back to him, "Sir, do you need an ambulance?" Thank you, back.
He said no, but I think he's, I don't know if delirious is the right word.
Alright. Well, it doesn't seem like there's any immediate trouble here, so let's just get him the end of the line, get your layover, and we'll tell him that this is his stop, the end of the line, and then we can direct him to an 8 stop from there.
So he just said something. He said he was going to get off at Burnside. Don't do what you said about leaving the line. There's still an issue of contact.
Yeah, copy that. I mean, some people are weird, some people talk weird, and not everybody makes a lot of sense. And whenever that happens, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a medical thing. So he declined it, so let's just keep going and try to get him where he's going. If he's still with you by the end of the line and you still think you need help, just let me know, okay?
Alright, thanks for your help.
You're welcome. 17.